Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right. Welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined today by Randy Engston. What's up,
got
buddy?
It. Nailed it, man. After all these episodes, he got it right today. About 500 and what, 34 or something?
700,000. Wait, listen, guys, we're not stopping anytime soon. We're just picking up momentum.
Let's go.
Just keep growing. So two major things. We got our Grow Summit and we're giving away an InBody. Who wants a $10,000 InBody? All you got to do is hit the show notes and grab your ticket to the Grow Summit. You're going to get extra entries. And then you've got this ability to share and post on your social media and all the things for the InBody. InBody, yeah. 380, amazing machine. It takes place of the 570, which is the kind of middle of the road one that most like upper end training gyms have. The 270 is kind of more of the budget version, but they both are amazing. But the 380 takes the 570 out now. They're not doing the 570 anymore. So, guys, we're giving it away. We have an amazing partnership with InBody. They are supporting us for the Grow Summit, and we've got that to give away. So
yeah, lock yourself in. Yeah.
All right, let's settle the debate once and for all. Semi-private is not the same as small group.
Boom.
Training. Okay, so interchangeably, you know, I think the fitness industry in general has got the worst habit of changing names for same things, right? It's like, for example, skull crushers in one gym might be supine, you know, tricep extensions, tricep, you know, yeah. like what are we doing here?
We have no standard nomenclature, right?
Nomenclature, exercises, and all these different things are just different in every gym, right? However, we're very, very adamant that semi-private training is what we do here and what we train and help gyms do. It is not small group.
Correct.
And it's not small group personal training. It's not small group training. And what's the difference, Tim? It's just a name. Words matter.
Words matter big, especially in marketing.
Yeah, words matter. And your marketplace is looking at something that you offer called small group training, small group personal training, small, the word group kills it.
Mm-hmm.
It kills you because if you put the word group in there, it just automatically correlates you to large group training classes. And we do not do classes. We do sessions. We do train. We don't ever say the word class in this gym. And it's so funny because I'm seeing different people just like, yeah, we offer small group. Go ahead and offer small group and we'll offer semi-private training because the two differences. So for example, the word group puts you in a class of a red ocean of large group training, even though it says small in front of it, okay? Semi-private training puts you in the group of private training, which is an elite premium product.
Correct. Yeah, it's almost like an anchoring, right? There's a pendulum or the bookends of kind of the deliveries.
Sure.
Group training being on the one side. If you think of everything that comes with group training, right? A lot of bodies, even in a small group, okay? So then we've got less bodies, but everybody doing the same workout, everybody...
Yep.
You know, to traditionally paying a lower rate in the spectrum, you know, and then the other end, you've got one-on-one personal training, private experience that you're going to pay the ultimate premium price for the exclusivity. But when you just that nomenclature, small group and semi-private, it's going to drop you on the spectrum of the marketplace's perception. And that's the biggest thing is when you throw out small group, it's regardless of what you actually do with it.
That's
before you even get to articulate what that means for you as a gym owner, the marketplace has already decided it's similar to large group, just with less people.
And they're going to demand a lower price for it, right? And again, if we were to say small group versus semi-private, like I look at small group, like, hey, you're doing the same workout as everybody else. You're just less people.
Correct.
And that's what the marketplaces understand. That's what they understand. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's small group. So it's just going to be like 4 to 5 people. We're all doing the same thing. Class, base, high heart rate, metabolic conditioning. Sure. you might be able to charge a smudge more than large group training, but at the end of the day, you can't touch what the pricing is over in private training. So semi-private kind of moves you over to that other side of the spectrum, like we talked about. And listen, we're in our facilities and what we coach, every client has an individualized workout.
Mm-hmm.
And you could say the same, we scale it up or down. Absolutely not the same thing here. We have periodized, we track the weights, the reps. We've got, over 7 scales, levels up or down for each movement pattern, 50 different movements that we score on, and it creates this custom, output that is so custom to that personal client. Like, for example, in a lot of facilities, and I only know this because we used to do this years and years ago, you've got, basically a regression, a base, and a progressed movement.
Yeah.
Or a progressed client. So you might have a client that's, regressed in lower body, but also has really good upper body, or they have an injury in the lower body. Over on that other model, every movement drops down.
Yep.
And where ours is maybe overhead pressing movement pattern is regressed, but lower body's increased, or there's a base in the core movements, and we have again 50 different scores, so you can take somebody's body movement pattern specific and all the different movements that they do. And we can customize each thing down to 7 levels.
Yeah. That's massive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what they pay for here. And that's what they pay for in any gyms that are using Semi-Private Pro, mm-hmm. which is the software that we use, they can charge more because that doesn't exist anywhere else. That's the reason, that's the unique mechanism. That's the reason they get results, is because they have this customized program. Small group, hey, everybody's doing the same thing. It's the WOD on the board.
Yep.
Go do the WOD. We'll keep an eye on you.
Yeah, your modifications are like grab a little lighter dumbbell or something. And like that's really like the extent of what that coach's modifications on the flyer are doing.
Yeah.
As opposed to, we literally have clients in racks next to each other doing entirely different workouts within the same movement pattern.
Sure.
Right? And that complete level of scalability, and we've brought it up a little bit too, though, with Semi-Private Pro on an iPad or on a tablet, showing the difference for the consumer theirs compared to the person next to them. Again, it goes back to reselling the promise to the consumer. Mm-hmm. And that right there gives them the knowledge, the not just the belief, but then like the application of, this is truly completely modified to me, not just the same thing. A little greater weight or a little less weight.
Yep.
They're doing a different movement.
Well, at the end of the day, if you want to charge a premium for your product, and ideally if you're moving into semi-private training, that's the goal. You want to make more money. You have to have a premium product if mm-hmm. you want to charge more for it. And you can't, again, even the word small group makes it lesser. It makes it cheaper, in my opinion.
Massively.
In the market.
And the funny thing is too, because the gyms that we speak with that are interested in doing semi-private or they want to transition to semi-private, a lot of them to that point, like they're doing some form of small group, right? They've moved away from large group. They're doing more of more individualized attention with small group, but not, it doesn't change the workouts, right? And so it's like you're kind of halfway along there. But that's where they have the struggle of selling it with the higher price point. The marketplace is giving them feedback that, I don't understand that it's different than what I'm doing already, and therefore I'm not willing to go pay more money for what I see is the same result.
Right.
And that's, I think, the problem where gyms that try to do semi-private don't fully grasp what it is themselves or how to do it themselves. And they get into the position where they try to make it happen. People aren't willing to buy it. So therefore they just, shelf it.
Yeah.
And it just never gets off the ground. And I've seen that more than I've seen people successfully transition, because it's the nuances that they just, they as the owner haven't wrapped their minds around yet. So they don't know how to carry it across to the consumer or set up their workouts that way. And therefore they just never get it off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big, big struggle. But Zach, put together switch to semi-private or complete training bolt in for our business accelerator. That helps with the transition, understanding what is semi-private from a delivery? How do I program for it? How do I sell it? How do I market it? How do I transition? What is the conversation with clients Because again, the words matter that you use, how you articulate what you bring to the table carries all of the weight when it comes with a higher price point and your ability to sell it. So, man, it is, I think this is a much bigger problem than most people think it is. Getting semi-private off the ground. It's not any different or harder than any other form of training. It just, you have to understand it yourself in order to be able to do it well.
Attention gym owners, are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show.
And
it has to be different. It can't be the same thing with less people. So in the large group training world, you're looking at like $150 to $250 a month in semi-private. And so let me just say that $150 to $250. Let me repeat that. $150 to $250 a month in large group training. So if you're going to do quote unquote small group training, what are you going to get for that? Just $300 a month, maybe, maybe not. Maybe you won't even get any more. But over here in semi-private, you're $400, $500, $600, $700 a month. We have all of our Iron Circles doing that. Mm-hmm. Every single one of them was between, you know, low end $350, $399 to $600, $700 in, you know, in West Hollywood, stuff like that. Yeah. You can charge the premium. And that's the point. Why else would you do this? Why else would you get rid of large group training to move into semi-private training without being able to charge the premium pricing that it demands? Probably because you're putting yourself in with that word small group, that'll throw you back down into the lower price points, and everybody's doing the same thing over there. Over here, we have that custom program, custom touch, custom everything.
Yeah,
and we leverage the software to do it. Like, look, we know how hard it would be to do six individual program designs and train six individual people on six individual programs all at the same time. The software makes it like butter.
Yeah, you're not doing that with clipboards and
couldn't do it. No, we tried it.
We did it.
That's why we've created this. Yeah. Look, guys, you know, most of what we sell to the market, like gym owners, is what the problems we've solved here.
Everything we have, I think. Yeah, you know, I mean, even from when we were an agency to begin, the reason that we opened the doors and started helping other gyms is because it was working really freaking well for you, you know?
Correct.
And that's the difference. I think that's also one of the big benefits of having your gym. You know, we stay in this seat too. It's not just something like, hey, we figured out how to go market for gyms, so let's close the gym and let's go become a marketing agency everyone else.
Yeah. No way.
So yeah, if it doesn't work in this gym, we're not going to teach you it. Like, we're not going to carry it over. We're not going to put our name on it and lead you down that path. But that's exactly it. I mean, you've planted the flag. I mean, I had a call with a gym owner that's interested in our business accelerator yesterday, and we were talking about how we developed the systems and the programs. And I was like, we sat down, we looked at, we had to get Tim out of the delivery, right? When ProFit kicked off, you were no longer in the gym. This demanded your time and attention. We looked at, like, what are the systems that carry the weight to be able to create a seven-figure revenue out of the gym while pulling you out of delivery. That's where those systems came into play. I mean, it was no more complicated than that. We didn't have to think about anything other than what we were actually doing.
It was solving the problem.
And that's it.
Yep. And a lot of times people don't solve that problem because they're not forced to. I was forced to. Yeah. I was forced to replace myself. And most gyms don't, because they don't have another thing to go to. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times you just push it off to the end of the day. So it's funny, we're working with we have an Iron Circle member that, you know, he's only been in a couple of years now. And only this last year, and he's had the gym for 15 years, only this last year we forced him out of the operation, and he's got a director in there.
Yeah.
And he's killing it. And now he's selling his gym.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only because the systems were built and forced to get him out. Cause kept going back into the gym because that's what he knew. But now we've moved on, and he's got an offer for seven figures on his facility. And it's insane to say that at one location, semi-private training gym is going to get a seven-figure exit. But it's only because the operation is sound and there's systems in place and there's people in place that he didn't have all that bolted in until he joined the Iron Circle. Now he forced them to do that. Got a second in command fired up, and I'm so pumped for him.
Well, I mean, and let's talk about the benefit of what it opens up for him. You know, we're talking about moving out of state. We're talking about, you know, I don't want to say retiring, but like what comes next, after, you know, in his life and choices. Progression. It gives him the freedom of the choice as opposed to, I'm going to be the guy who's running this gym for the rest of my life in this area because that's how I started and that's all I got, you know? Yep. Those systems created that level of opportunity, which gave him the choice of freedom, and he can now be anywhere he wants and take the seven-figure, you know, sale to get him there.
Take seven-figure payday and go put it into something else, real estate, another business, whatever he wants to do. But yes, without the systems, that thing's not selling at all. Nobody's buying that.
And we talk about it all the time with gym owners, right? Nobody wants to buy a job. Like if you are the business, if all of the operation ultimately has to go through you, you have a undesirable sell. Nobody wants to come along and buy that unless they're, you know, looking for a full-time job to get in the mix. And again, create those systems. High level, now you have a much, much higher.
Yeah. High-level investors value. Wouldn't even consider looking at your facility if you're in the operation, period. Exactly. Like, they're just not.
Yeah. Your director might, or somebody within might want to, like, you know, ascend and take it over as an owner.
An investor, somebody that's going to buy a business is looking for cash flow.
Yep.
I put in X, I get Y without any time, and it's already running. All the problems have been fixed or solved. And the unfortunate thing is, I'd say 90% of the gyms out there are unsellable products. So anyways, I know we got off tangent here. But at the end of the day, I would much rather have a gym that's producing seven figures with a lesser clientele, meaning numbers-wise, because they're paying way more than, that runs semi-private, that's, no competition. You created a product of one, essentially. Mm-hmm. In most markets, there's not much semi-private going on these days. It's large group and Red Ocean. So I'd much rather have that and then get the hell out of the operation. I can sell that for seven figures. And he did, and I will eventually. Mm-hmm. Somebody wants to buy this gym, come on over.
Give me a call, though.
give me a holler. I mean, this is a perfect gym for somebody to buy.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, not at all involved at all. Like, I'm here if you need to ask a question, but I'm not doing any of it.
Yep.
But that's by design. I mean, listen, guys, you guys could do the same thing. We do this in our coaching programs, what we love to do. We love getting the gym owner out of the seat. But at the end of the day, you have to have a product that demands a premium price point out of the market. And just by saying small group training, you're putting yourself over in the cheap end of the pool, the shallow end. Let's go to the deep end and let's get the big money. So hopefully that helps you guys. Words matter. So think about it. And that's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye.
All right. And thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast, where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies seven-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.